Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Roark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Lolick. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Mickey Lolick. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jeff Long. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry McNairtney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skowron moves to third. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Skowron, and towards Weiss, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cash moves to third. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long strikes out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lolick moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. Lolick scores. Bruton moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Lump moves to second. Frank Bauman now pitching. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bruton scores. Lump moves to third. Kaline moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Bauman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauman is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Skowron moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Roark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0 for 1 in the game. Roark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lolick bunts in front of the plate. McNairtney fields it and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to third. Rourke moves to second. Two outs. Don Demeter pinch hits for Bill Bruton. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is walked intentionally. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Demeter now playing center field. Jeff Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brown. Weiss reaches second base with a double. There goes Long trying to get to home. Brown throws the ball into McAuliffe, who relays the ball to Rourke, who tags Long, who came all the way from first, for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 1 in the game. McNairtney hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cam Carrion pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Mossy now pitching. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. It's 3-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brown moves to third. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to second for the out. Brown scores. One out. It's 4-0, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McAuliffe moves to second. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robinson moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Mickey Lolick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lolick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lolick strikes out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Demeter hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jeff Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Long hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Weiss takes first base on ball 4. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 0 for 2 in the game. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Weiss moves to second. Eddie Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a fly ball into center field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Tigers. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scourin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Scourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scourin is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Scourin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Scourin moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Skowron moves to third. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 3 in the game. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Roark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips pinch hits for Mickey Lolick. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Hamilton now pitching. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Jeff Long. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing left field. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 4 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. McCraw settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Jim Landis. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Stevens reaches second base with a double. Buford moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 3 for 4 in the game, with three singles. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buford tags and scores. Stevens tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-1, Tigers. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Fred Gladding now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-4 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Ward moves to second. It's 5-2, Tigers. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.